Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at the fact that you cannot judge a book by its cover. You and I being a book, and the cover being often the facade we project to people and how we want to be perceived, but it's not necessarily what's really in the heart. And so we want to take care of some issues in our heart as we go into this new year. We're in January now. We're going to make sure, because if the first part be holy, the whole lump is holy. We want to make sure our first fruits for the rest of this year will be so powerful that we'll have a great 11 months. And we're going to come out victorious, overcoming things in our lives. And we're not looking at how bad we are and the wrong things we've done in the past. We're looking to take care of things that can be a hindrance in our lives today. So let's pick up the service where we left off yesterday. God bless.
We're not going to focus on bad and, ooh, I'm so, no, that we're righteous. We're children of the Most High God. We're kings with a priestly anointing. Come on. We're something in Christ. And now we want our outward and our soulish realm to catch up with the spiritual realm. So we want to take care of something that's plaguing us now. Maybe you had a problem with anger before, or pride before, or not giving before, whatever it is. Maybe you had that problem, you've taken care of it, and now you forgot it. It's gone. We're not going to resurrect or revisit that. We're not looking at the bad I've done. No, we're looking at things that are inside of me that are stumbling blocks in my life. Because when you've got these stumbling blocks, you're like a 12-cylinder Lamborghini running on 7 cylinders. And I want the full power of this baby. I want all the authority that God's given me. I want to lay hands and they do. I want to speak to and it does. Hello. I want to multiply the food. We've seen that happen in our own lives. But Jesus said, you'll do these things. But remember, Jesus said, the enemy's coming, but he's got nothing in me. Do you remember that? He said, the enemy is coming. I think it's in John 5. The enemy cometh, but he got nothing in me. In other words, he's got no buttons he can push in my life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So watch what he says here. You are foolish to ignore the greed and wickedness within you. Shouldn't the one who cleans the outside also clean the inside? Or do you think that you don't need any kind of change? You're good to go? You don't need to make any changes within yourself? I've got a news flash. Only Jesus was perfect. Newsflash. Only Jesus was perfect. Only Jesus doesn't have to make any change. He even says so in Hebrews. He says in Hebrews 13:8, he says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He don't need to make no changes. But we can because of what he did. Amen. So this is good news. Amen. And I'm excited about it. And I believe, listen, I believe everybody in this room, watching online, listening on radio, I truly believe this with my heart. They are good, godly, righteous people. I'm talking to Christians now. I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking to born again. People who've received Jesus as the Lord and Savior, being made righteous. That's who I'm talking to. I can't say this to the world because the world are spiritually discerned. They can't get the truth. But we're not spiritually discerned. We have the Holy Greater One living on the inside of us. And He's the Spirit of truth. So now when something I say gets to you, don't get mad at me. Look to what's making you mad, because that's an issue. That's an area that needs work. And we want to go into the new year better. We want to come out better. Now, you might only get rid of 2 or 3 things. Maybe you got 12. But if you get rid of one, my God, victorious. Amen. Okay. All right. We're all a work in progress. So I really believe that we're all good, godly, and righteous people. We love the Lord. I'm not saying anything else about that. Now imagine if I had, for 1 minute, okay, I'm going to use a word that you're going to go, Pastor. Imagine if I had a magic mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Right? If I had a mirror like that. And this mirror doesn't show your face, doesn't show your hair, doesn't show your complexion. It shows nothing of the body. All it does is shows you your heart. What's in there? How would you feel staring into that mirror? Honestly, I mean, really, that's how God sees us. Now, remember, the Bible is a mirror of God's word. He says we can look into the mirror of his word, telling us who we are, who we should be, and what we can do. All the word of God tells us. So we know that unrighteous anger is not what I want in the mirror. There's righteous anger, but there's also unrighteous anger. There's being proud of an accomplishment, but there's also being overproud of a something and in pride. And the Bible cuts through to the joints, the soul, the marrow, the spirit, everything, and it reveals to us things that we can change. So this is really a great message, because I don't know about you, but I want to be on top of my game. I want to run on 12 cylinders, and if they come out with a 16, I'll take it. Come on. Are you with what I'm saying? So this is what we've got to do. So it doesn't show you your heart, your body, or your anything like that. It shows you what your heart looks like. It shows you on the inside. Would you be proud and say, God, look at me, guys? Would you want to show people my mirror? Because you're going to see everything. Well, those are the things we want to take care of. Can you say amen? What would you look like in the mirror? And if you could see into that mirror, what would you see? I'm going to say some things now. Please don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player. So if you could see into that mirror, would you see things like this? And remember, I have nobody in mind. Because I've had people come to me after service and say, who told you? I don't even know you. I just met you. Who are you? Because God can do that. I've had that so many times. Or someone, you were talking directly to me. I've had that. That's good. That means what I say, you're not limited to what I know, to my anointing, and to what I say. Amen. You're not limited by me at all. Because the Holy Spirit can, I can find one thing and he can take it to your life and whoop, get you to change something like that. Number one, manipulation. I don't manipulate people. Have you ever had faith with hints? I've had people come to me as a pastor telling me their situation so that they know that they can get me to a place of helping them out. Amen. That's a form of manipulation. Yes. Manipulating someone to do what you want is almost a sign of witchcraft. Yes. God said so. Amen. Right? Manipulation is a bad thing. And we've all been guilty of manipulation somewhere, sometime. But if it's an ongoing thing in your life, you need to take care of that. Can you say amen? Amen. Faith with hints. And what happens is, too often, when we get into some situation, we revert to the old man. We revert back to the unsaved, unborn person I was. And I go back to the old man, and I start to react rather than respond the correct way. Amen. It's getting quiet in this church today. What about lying? I don't tell lies. You just told one. No, lying. Serious. Sometimes it comes all too easy to rather just tell a little fib, which is a full lie, or half truth, which is a full lie. Right? Rather than face the consequences of, yeah, I took it. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't say that. Liar. I mean, seriously, we've got to face what we have issues with. We find it all too easy to tell a lie. Now, this message won't go around the world until the end of it. Then they'll like it. But for now, this is looking. I want change. You put your hand on your heart. and say, Father, I'm determined to become all that you know I can be in this lifetime with the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You see, because when you unblock, you see, if I've got a hose here and it's pouring out water, but then I clog it up with some sand and soot and stuff in there, and I'm getting trickles of water now rather than all, that's what happens to us. We want to unblock this thing so the free flow comes. And then we can be all we're called to be and do all God said we can do. Amen. Amen. All right, so manipulation, lying. What about the blame game? Especially in a marriage. It started in the garden. Adam, what is this you've done? It's a woman, blamed her. You gave me, blamed him. And then he said to her, what did you do, Eve? She said, it's the serpent. Right? The blame game started early on. And don't sit and say, I don't blame. Think. I want you to seriously think about these things. And if you find something that might be relevant for you to work on, just jot it down. If you don't want anyone to see, say, I got pride, and jot it down. Amen. Some people won't even come up for prayer for a situation because they're too proud. Because they know people are watching. An addiction, porn, anything like that. If the altar's open for and the anointing's there to take care of that problem, you'd be silly not to come. But we would let pride stop us from coming. Why? Because we don't want anyone to know the pages of this book. I want them to see only the cover of this book. Are you guys receiving this? You want me to go on? Do you want me to back off a little bit? Okay. Oh, yes. All right. Fear. I mean, there's so many things to be fearful of today. That trips you up. What fear does, it stops your faith from operating. Fear puts in unbelief and doubt. And so we fear, we don't just fear losing our job. We fear the economy. We fear the prime minister, the president, the king, the queen. We fear everything. Drones, we fear war, we fear China, I mean, Ireland, Israel, you name it. We fear for people getting into fear. And that can clog up things in your life. Because when you're in fear, you can't be in faith. You can't be fear and faith. Amen. If you're not in faith, you could get into fear. And you cannot operate in faith, fully persuaded, when you've got fear hindering you. So it's important to get these things taken care of. Amen. Fault finding. Oh, God. You all of a sudden become the Holy Ghost police. Yeah. You got your handcuffs, you got your baton, you got your gun, you got your torch, flashlight. Amen. And you're going to go and seek people out, shine your light on them and say, and you did this and you did that. And then you remember them. The things. So when you have a fight now with someone, you go back 30 years and remind them what they did then to prove a point now. Listen, fault finding is a biggie. Oh, please. Please, I can see some of your, but you still love me, right? It's an order from God to love me. Fault finding. Okay. And I'm going reasonably slow with these. I want you to seriously think, do I fault find? At work, at home, in the store, at the gas station, am I a fault finding person? I know some people that are. And to him that is impure are almost all things impure, the Bible says. Got to watch out. You get into the habit of fault finding.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-